Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. On Tuesday of this coming week, on the 31st of October, will be the 500th anniversary of the nailing of the 95 Theses to the door of the church by Martin Luther, 1517, 500 years ago. Most people will pass the day thinking about other things, Halloween and all the other things, but it's a very significant anniversary. It was an understanding that Martin Luther came to from his own personal time studying the Bible, that he began to realize that things that were going on within his church were unbiblical. And he listed out 95. He could have written more, but he said, I've limited it to 95, and nailed that to the church door as a protest. And thus began the Protestant Reformation. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 were some of the verses, and there were many Galatians, Romans, passages that began to take root in Martin Luther's heart and life. But I want to read these verses because so many times, and by the way, Ephesians 2, 8 is my life verse. I chose that in the third grade before I was even a Christian. I chose that as my life verse. But it's an important theme that I'm afraid is being forgotten. One prominent television preacher said yesterday in his broadcast, I just caught a snippet as I was flipping through the channels. He said, we need to end all this Protestant stuff, this protest type stuff. We need it more than ever today. What kind of nonsense is that, you know, to say we shouldn't protest? Listen, sin still abounds. Listen to these verses. For by grace are ye saved through faith. Now, do you realize to Martin Luther, that was a shock? Because how was he taught that he was saved? Trusting in the church. Trusting in the Pope. That's what he was taught. And then he read these verses for himself. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should what? Should boast. Five solas came out of that period of time. Now, solus is a Latin term for alone or by itself. And there were five great teachings that came out of the Reformation. I know that the Reformation movement was incomplete. But when you consider that they had just been through, 500, almost 1,000 years of darkness, ignorance, death. The Bible was in Latin. The people couldn't read that. And post-Reformation begins the spread of translating the Bible into our language where we can read it and understand it for ourselves. It was a significant movement. It was an important movement. It was a work of God in history. That young man going and nailing those theses to the door. It was a work of God because they were believing error. They thought hope was in a church and the church was corrupt. Five of them. Sola Scriptura. Scripture alone, not Scripture plus the church. Scripture plus some figurehead, hierarchy that they were used to. Sola Scriptura. The Bible alone is our highest authority. Do we take that for granted? That was something that was new to Martin Luther. And he came to this understanding by studying the Bible on his own, spending time studying the Bible on his own. Sola fide, faith alone. We are saved through faith alone in Jesus Christ, as we learned in Sunday school this morning. Sola gratia, grace alone. We are saved by the grace of God and that alone. Nothing else added into the mix. No works. It's receiving a free gift of righteousness. Solus Christus, Christ alone. Jesus Christ alone is our Lord, Savior, and King. And He does not have His presence endued in the body of another man. That's what Martin Luther had been taught. The vicar, that's the Pope. He's Jesus Christ now on this earth. He's the representative of God, and he is to some degree to God. That's what he was taught. But he realized that that was not true. And then finally, Sole Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone. We live for the glory of God. That's our purpose here upon this earth. Whatsoever we do, do it all. To whose glory? To the glory of God. Do you realize that's directly opposed against the entertainment industry, the sports industry? You know, it's all about me. It's all about my importance in the world. But I want you to know something. Every action of a believer should be done for the sole purpose of the glory of Jesus Christ, the glory of God. If you keep that thought in mind in your daily life, I guarantee you'd live a different one. Different attitudes, different decisions, because now it's not about me. It's about my wonderful Lord. These five truths came out of the Reformation period because people were connected once again to this book. And I want to tell you something right now. So many within churches all across this world are not connected to this book. It's something they bring with them on Sunday, maybe. Or maybe they'll open it every once in a while, but it's not a word from God that's life-transforming. It's just another book. Martin Luther was transformed by the Word of God. And it meant being an outcast. It meant being excommunicated. It meant living for fear of his life being taken. And yet, you know what he did? He translated the Latin Bible during that time when he was on the run from the religious authorities. He translated the New Testament from Latin into German. There was a student this week brought me a copy of the Bible, and it still has translation by Martin Luther, still used today. Die Bibel, as it's called. What a beautiful remembrance of a man. Yes, he struggled. Yes, he did not come to full, complete understandings. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of people today that don't have complete understandings of God's Word because they're not connected to this. This isn't what they study and meditate upon. It's other things. New York Stock Exchange reports and every other kind of thing that we spend time on our devices. But I want to tell you something. The most important of all is time spent in this precious book. 300 martyrs would die because they had a connection to the Bible and a translation of it. We need to understand that God has given us His Word, and may we sink our teeth into it. Amen? Let's get serious about it. The study of His precious Word. If Martin Luther could come to these understandings on his own through the Holy Spirit of God working in his heart, do you think God can share with you? The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And Martin Luther came to fear God and understand His Word. May God help us to understand this wonderful truth as we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.